This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Arvizu. Date of birth is June the 4th, 1960. Case ID number is 5023928. Date of exam, April the 20th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. Medical records from DHR dated 2/13/2023 and multiple MRIs and chest X-ray reports as well. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old married female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, asthma slash allergies, comma, osteoarthritis of the knees, comma, decreased vision, comma, and heart problems. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment day was in 2010, where she worked as a cleaning lady for 15 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment, and her husband is also disabled. She does receive Social Security benefits from her husband's account, but is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, hypertension. Number three, asthma slash allergies. Number four, osteoarthritis of the knees. Number five, decreased vision. And number six, heart problems. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2008, she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. She does have in-organ damage of retinopathy, comma, and diabetic polyneuropathy, along with cardiovascular disease. She denies any history of nephropathy. She checks her blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 100 and 250. Today it was 137 milligrams slash DL. The claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 7.2, which is fairly well controlled. She is presently on multiple medications for her diabetes, which includes Ozempic 0.5 milligrams Q-week, metformin, 1,000 milligrams, BID, and she has also been placed on a diabetic diet. The claimant is considered a non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus patient. She appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that since 2019, she has been diagnosed with hypertension. Her symptoms include chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, frontal headaches, comma, and blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, comma, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her last creatinine level was 0.80, which is normal. Her blood pressure at this visit was 156 over 83 mmHg. And she is being treated with multiple medications for hypertension, which include Losartan, 25 milligrams QD, and Verapamil, 360 milligrams QD. Her condition appears to be fairly stable. Allegations number three, shortness of breath. The claimant states that since 2015, she has had asthma, and she has also had a history of pneumonia and cardiac failure, along with allergies. She states her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 1/2 block, comma, climbing 4 steps, comma, talking, comma, resting, comma, and with seasonal changes. She denies any history of cigarette smoking. The claimant was in the emergency in 2019, secondary to shortness of breath and bronchitis, She was hospitalized for 1 week. She denies ever being intubated, but has been placed on inhalers and steroids. A chest x-ray was performed on March 7, 2023, which was negative. She was diagnosed with asthma and a history of pneumonia, along with heart disease and failure. Her condition at this time does not appear to be stable. The claimant is also presently taking Montelukast, 10 milligrams POQD, budesonide, formoterol fumarate dehydrate, 160/4.5 BID as an inhaler. And she also is on albuterol sulfate, 90 micrograms, one puff BID, and Breo, 100 micrograms/25 micrograms QD. The claimant does not appear to be stable at this time. Allegation number four, osteoarthritis of the knees. The claimant states that since 2015, she's had severe pain in both knees and was diagnosed with degenerative joint disease. The claimant does have a positive ANA and SED rate. No further evaluation was performed. The claimant denies any fractures, surgery, but did receive some steroid injections. X-rays confirmed the diagnosis. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels every morning. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, stand for 15 minutes, climb four steps, and sometimes bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and can write, use a coffee cup, button her clothes and lift 1 pound above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or sweep a room at this time. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Samuel Ramirez. The claimant denies doing any other physical activity. She is presently on tramadol, 50 milligrams QID, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, tramadol/APAP, 37.5/325 milligrams QID, diclofenac potassium, 50 milligrams BID. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID, baclofen, 10 milligrams TID, and calcitonin salmin nasal spray QD, which is for osteoporosis. The claimant is being treated aggressively at this time. However, she does appear to be in pain. Allegation number five, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2013, she was diagnosed with decreased vision secondary to diabetes mellitus and hypertension. She has problems with both eyes, and she does wear glasses. She was told that she had mild cataract formation and diabetic retinopathy. Her night vision and peripheral vision are poor. Snellen vision was OD, able to count fingers at 15 feet. Pinhole, able to count fingers at 15 feet. Corrected, 20 over 70. OS, able to count fingers at 15 feet. Pinhole, able to count fingers at 15 feet. Corrected is 20 over 50. Binocular, uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 15 feet. And binocular corrected is 20 over 50. She was diagnosed with bilateral cataract formation and diabetic retinopathy. Her condition is fairly stable at this time, but she is having difficulty seeing. Number six, heart problems. The claimant states that in 2019, she presented herself at McAllen Heart Hospital, secondary to having severe shortness of breath. She denies having a myocardial infarction or any kind of heart surgery. She was diagnosed with a heart murmur. She states the character of the pain as a pressure pain located on the left chest area that radiates up to her left arm and chest area. She states the pain will last for approximately 10 minutes, and it's a pain that she has at least once a week. The pain is precipitated by any kind of exertion, and she tires very easily. And she states that she does get shortness of breath when she starts to eat, even when she's resting. She was placed on nitroglycerin tablets, 0.4 milligrams sublingually. She states she has used the whole bottle. She states it's also relieved by resting and sometimes by antacids. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, vomiting, and dizziness. Her risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, menopause, and high cholesterol. She does have a history of gastritis. The claimant does have severe shortness of breath, pedal edema, and has to sleep with approximately 5 pillows at night, indicative of heart failure. She was diagnosed with chronic heart failure with a prominent heart murmur. An EKG was performed, which revealed a questionable anterior septal infarct and left ventricular hypertrophy. Chest x-ray at that time was negative for any kind of heart disease. However, the claimant does appear to be in some kind of heart failure at this time. Family history. The father died at the age of 83 from old age, osteoarthritis. The mother died at the age of 84 from a chest contusion. She also had diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and heart disease. She has a sister with cancer of the colon. Medications. Tramadol, 50 milligrams QID, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, Ozempic, 0.5 milligrams Q-week, Tramadol/APAP, 37.5/325 milligrams QID, Diclofenac, potassium, 50 milligrams BID, Montelukast, 10 milligrams QD, Alprazolam, 0.25 milligrams BID, Vitamin B12, 1,000 micrograms QD, QOQ-10, 100 milligrams QD, inhaler of betazonide and formoterol, fumarate, dihydrate, 160/4.5 milligrams BID as an inhaler. Verapamil, 360 milligrams QD. Lansoprazole, 30 milligrams QD. Baclofen, 10 milligrams TID. Calcitonin, Salmin, nasal spray, QD. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams BID. Losartan, 25 milligrams QD. Dicyclomine, 20 milligrams QID, letrozole, 2.5 milligrams QD, albuterol sulfate, 90 micrograms BID, and Breo, 100 micrograms/25 micrograms QD. Medical problems, hypertension, recent history of right breast cancer confirmed with biopsy, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, congestive heart failure, comma, probable myocardial infarction of the anterior septal area, comma, osteopenia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, decreased vision, comma. Mild cataract formation with diabetic retinopathy, comma. Degenerative joint disease of the knees, comma. Asthma, comma, with history of pneumonia and heart disease. Major surgeries, inferior vena filter placement, January the 19th, 2023. History of hysterectomy on 10/12/2007. Intestinal stricture plasty, dated 10/1/2009, secondary to a colon tumor. Could you add a note here? The claimant has been recently diagnosed with right-sided breast cancer. She is being evaluated for metastasis at this time. She will be undergoing surgery and probable radiation and chemotherapy in the near future. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 211 pounds, height 4 feet 8 and 1/4 inches tall, BP 156 over 83 mmHg, heart rate 75 beats per minute, respiration 20 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 95%, BMI 48. General, this is a 62-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the third sentence in HEENT, the fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with signs of diabetic retinopathy and questionable retinal bleeds were noted. The claimant does appear to have some mild cataract formation. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal. Snellen vision, OD, the claimant is able to count fingers at 15 feet distance. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 15 feet distance. Corrected is 20 over 70. OS, uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 15 feet distance. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 15 feet distance. Corrected is 20 over 50. Binocular, uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 15 feet distance. Binocular, corrected is 20 over 50. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was a regular heart rate and rhythm with auscultation. The claimant does have a positive 3 over 5 left midline systolic murmur on her chest area with auscultation. No rubs or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Radial pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were not clear with auscultation and percussion bilaterally. The claimant had wheezes and ronchi throughout her lung area with decreased breath sounds in both lung fields. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Could you please drop down to abdomen? The claimant had a midline abdominal scar where surgery was done to remove an abdominal tumor, and she was morbidly obese at this time. No organ ganglion mass is appreciated on evaluation. Extremities. No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted. However, the claimant does have some mild pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. Mild joint swelling was noted around the ankles, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex very much for the lumbar spine and was only able to forward flex 70 degrees. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the shoulder area, where she had decreased abduction and forward elevation and decreased flexion of both knees. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, secondary to degenerative joint disease. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with much difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She did not present with an assisted device, but she probably needs one at this time. Neurological. grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally, and the claimant was able to pinch opposed fingers and make a full grip and fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were plus 2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal. The light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine index or finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Chest X-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted, secondary to heart failure. The claimant is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of the knees. She does have difficulty in heel, toe, and tandem walking, secondary to degenerative joint disease of the knees. There is mildly abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show moderate to severe fatigue, secondary to heart failure. The claimant has limitations in her visual fields as well as in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to heart failure and degenerative joint disease. Probable diagnoses. Number one, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, dash being treated at this time. Hemoglobin A1C was 7.2. The claimant appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. Number two, hypertension, dash being treated with medications. Blood pressure was 156 over 83 mmHg. Her blood pressure appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. Number three, asthma slash allergies being treated at this time. Appears to be fairly well controlled. The findings in her chest X-ray and lung exam appear to be coming from heart failure. Number four, osteoarthritis of the knees, dash confirmed with physical examination and X-rays, has not been treated with surgery, but surgery is pending at this time. Number five, decreased vision, secondary to mild cardiac cataract formation and diabetic retinopathy, confirmed with physical examination. Number six, heart problems, secondary to probable congestive heart failure with a positive heart murmur of 3 over 5. An EKG was performed, which revealed a questionable anterior septal infarct with left ventricular hypertrophy. The claimant does appear to be in heart failure and appears to have pulmonary edema at this time. Number seven, the right-sided breast cancer, which has been confirmed with biopsy. The claimant is presently being evaluated for possible metastasis. Surgery has not been performed, but is expected to be performed in the near future. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria Arvizu.